Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as K-Friend. Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
We do got an animal that's running around here on the loose.
Miss Wet Wet.
All right, so what that was... It was one of the attendees.
It's the laugh.
It was one of the attendees from the funeral of 70-year-old Maya Murmu, who was dead on June 10th at her funeral, and an elephant attacked her.
Oh, God.
In the damn funeral.
Oh, my God. These elephant stories this week.
So I don't know if y'all heard about it, but this is according to Newsweek and Yahoo News, right?
Please tell the story for those who have no idea what we're talking about.
So
elephants
to,
had bad PR this week.
They've been motherfucking tripping. I don't know what's going on. But these elephants been fucking niggas up. Like they said that they remember everything. So
everything.
According to Yahoo News, right? This is published on Friday, June 17th. Elephant kills woman in India, then returns to trample her corpse at the funeral. That's the part. It wasn't just that the elephant, you know, whacked some bitch off.
He doubled back.
It came
lady.
Back.
Yeah. At her funeral. So she was dead, laying in state. Okay.
And then I was
back.
Hearing a lot of stories, because that's the thing. It was hard to know what was real and what wasn't. I was trying to find like the original article, because then they said a whole crew of elephants came back with it. And then they they tore up the block.
So
like,
there's
no,
video.
They tore up the block. They tore up like people's homes.
Shit.
Like they went crazy on the whole
Did
town.
You see the video? This video of the elephant storming into the church.
Oh, shit.
Yes, there's video.
But that's from that story, because there was so many elephant videos. I didn't know which was what.
That elephant went in that motherfucker. Like, you know how you ever been at a party and the queues come through, a line of the queues come through that dance floor? You'd be like, how the fuck did they form a line apart? This throng, because you know the cue said, you know, they come on through.
Not dump to dump.
That's how the elephant came stomping in there. It looked like it was stepping when it came in that damn funeral home. And then people, you should have seen them getting the hell out the way.
See, so, okay, did you see the article where it said why it happened? Because I was trying to find that. Is it true? Okay, so is it true that it's because she helped the baby of that elephant be killed, and the elephant remembered her for that, and that's why they came back and did that?
I think that there was another lady or whatever, but this lady right here, I don't know what that bitch did to that elephant, but whatever it was, he said, you know what, I'm gonna get you, bitch, living or dead. Dead or alive. Wanted dead or alive, I'm an elephant.
But did you see the thread that got started on Twitter with someone? I actually think it was RK. Started a thread of elephant videos knocking people the fuck out.
Them fools was eating that dinner at the restaurant. That elephant came to that table. And you can hear that. You heard the dishes and silverware hitting the damn floor. It knocked it down.
Oh, shit.
And everyone was so shocked, because we don't think of elephants that way. So they just sat there like, is this happening?
Excuse me. First of all, do you know an elephant weighs so much? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like the trunk alone can end your life. So there's no
way. Yeah, but what you gonna do? You can't run.
You're gonna get the fuck
just
out the way. If I see an elephant heading my direction, I don't give a fuck how far away it is. If I know it's coming this way,
I'm not
out.
The most fit,
okay?
But
I'll be like, sprint.
A sprint is
we
in my
out.
Picture. A dash. Mad
Sha'Carri
dash.
Sha'Carri Richardson to the bullshit. I am out.
That story
I ain't fuck with no elephant.
That story was wild, though. But I kept hearing, or seeing, I should say, on Twitter, different scientists were saying that a lot of it has to do with these younger elephants grew up watching humans, you know, poachers, like killing their communities. And like you said, they got a long memory.
They're not having it.
So they are more aggressive. They are, you know, more dangerous, because it's a generation that's like, fuck those humans. And rightfully so. Look how they're exploited in a circus. You go to the safari, they're exploited. I mean, constantly. Those even a lot of those sanctuaries that they say is taking care of them, but then you can ride them for money.
They on that Carol Baskin's bullshit.
Yeah. So like, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Well, neither
but
was
animals
that elephant.
Are getting to it.
The elephant said, bitch, I'm going to get you, bitch. They said, you know, they don't know if he smelled her, or seen something that reminded him of her that led him back to that funeral. But that's what they said happened. And it's a process that they
that
said the elephants go through.
What's it story. Called?
It's a word for like a 8 month period where the elephants just be tripping because some shit be secreting out of them or some shit.
Oh, the male yeah. elephants, they have the, it's like, it starts with an M. It's nut. Like midst.
It's like elephant nut or something like that. But it's horrible. Like them elephants be tearing the club up. And
yeah,
they said to get
super
the female
aggressive.
Elephant's attention, they be knocking the babies out with the trunk. Did
I
you
saw
see that.
They throw them. Why are you laughing?
I said, see, now this one, the deltas need to stand up for the elephants. Y'all got all these elephant pens and shit. This one, y'all need to stand up for the elephant community, deltas. Where y'all speaking to y'all this week? Where y'all at? While these male elephants are going crazy, ravishing these babies. Did you see? It looked like a bowling ball and bowling pins, the way that it
so
knocked them babies
up.
Off the fucking
Friend,
floor.
Talk,
just to get the mama's
about
attention.
M-U-S-T-H.
Yeah, that yes. sounds like it starts with an M.
Period.
Yep. And they said if you see an elephant and there's like a wet patch on the side of their face, then
get
you know they're in the middle of that. Yeah.
A large rise in
and
reproductive hormones,
look at you,
temporal
like,
drainage, and dribbling, trickling of urine.
Right. They said if the elephant look at you and be like, I'm about to mutt.
Stop it.
I mean, so if a bull elephant goes into must, it actually means he is healthy. So is it the same?
Yeah.
You know.
Because if you ain't mutting, you might want to check
is,
that
this
out.
Is tick, and this is from TikTok. So I don't personally know how true it is, but, you know, the guy seemed very knowledgeable
I know mine
on elephants.
Right. I looked at it on YouTube.
On the YouTubes. You know what this reminds me of? The I think it was in India where a dog killed a monkey. Did y'all see hear that story?
One of those that stray... Too Short was rapping about.
Not,
shake that monkey.
That.
He was talking about that pit bull that had got a hold of that dog.
A
that
very monkey. Different dog and a very different monkey. This one was a stray dog, apparently, that I guess him and the monkey had, you know, were going at it. The dog killed him. And the monkeys, when I tell you, they went crazy. They started killing every motherfucking dog that they saw, period. Don't care who it belonged to. If they saw a dog in the window, they was going in the window
That's
into
crazy.
The house, fucking that dog up and killing people's dogs. And apparently it was like a rampage for like weeks.
How do you even stop
just
a war
dogs.
Between animals? Like,
monkeys got long arms too.
Like, what?
So, you know, they just was tearing them, slapping them dogs all around, probably.
Tearing them up. People couldn't even walk their dogs. People were mortified to let their dogs bark or even be near the doors
You'd
or
have
anything.
Been a house dog that day. God damn it. You'd never go outside again, spot.
But honestly, with the way we treat animals, I'm not surprised that there's going
to
be
I ain't never did
kinda...
nothing to a monkey.
Well, most humans, I
or an
say.
Elephant, shit.
For
I don't
profit.
Y'all know I don't even like being around animals. I can't eat around, like, when we go on field trips, like, to the farm and the zoo as kids, I could never eat on the trip because I can't eat around animals.
Dustin,
and like
you didn't eat on the
shit.
Farm trip?
Never. To this day, if I'm, like, watching, I can't, like, watch. To this day, I can't watch, like, a cow being milked and eat anything at the same time.
Well, I don't know when you would ever have to do that, but I can't.
You know what I mean?
So what are you going to do when you come to my farm?
I'm not going outside. I'm going to be in the farm house. Okay, I'm saying where it's nice and well appointed. I'm going to be in there. I ain't going out there with shit and hay and eggs and shit. I ain't going out there.
The eggs and shit. Happy summer solstice,
yes.
By the way. It's the first day of summer.
Right.
Give it up for
I'm
outside
so
time.
Excited. This is... literally my favorite day of the year.
You hear that A. Marie song, don't you?
And then I brought it into New York, so you know I heard that A. Marie song. I'm so happy to be home. I got to see my brothers in person finally. We kicked it in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Was that Brooklyn? Yeah, in Fort Greene Park for Juneteenth, which I got bamboozled to go to because Antoinette knew that I wouldn't. So she sent me a a picture of a blanket and her leg saying, come meet me for a little picnic. She forgot to pan over to the 5,000 people that were around her.
Antoinette's white, so, or half white, so she showed up early. So she showed you the video before.
And she purposely came before anyone was there.
Listen, Antoinette, she knows I love both sides of her.
She was the spot holder because she's the only one that would get there on time.
They was playing spades and I looked over and I was like, who's winning? And Antoinette, she just motioned. She was like, and I was like, that's that black side. She got to remind us. Every now and then she reminds
me. I told her. How you, if you gonna, if you get your ass whooped in spades on
Child,
June
you know
10,
who her partner was, so she wasn't gonna lose no damn way.
She was, oh yeah, you're right.
It was so fun though. I got to see Dustin and Asante finally. We got to hang with Antoinette. Mandy was there. Shout out to See the Thing Is Pod.
Absolutely. Hey, Bridget
and Antoinette. Of course, yeah. Jade and Tristan, happy Father's Day. We got to chill with Noah,
Mary
Crystal,
Akpa.
Mary,
shout out
and
to Mary
Jasmine, all of our friends. Naja, yeah. It was bomb.
Yeah, Naja, I love that song. Y'all play that song by Mary Akpa. Harum Ganai. I love you. I love that song.
Her whole discography is bomb. And obviously, those of you watching on Patreon, I'm sorry that my video quality looks like this. I look like I'm in the Oregon Trail.
Don't be sorry. You're not sorry. Don't be sorry, friend.
Clearly, I'm not at my crib, so sorry for the quality. I wanted to travel with my ring light, but I realized I need to buy some kind of casing that has padding or something, you know, because you can't just throw that in your suitcase.
I ain't finna be. That's too much.
It is too much. Yeah, but then you look like this.
Buy a cheap ass one in the city I'm in. Use it and don't take it down to the church
and
donate.
Give it to somebody.
Yeah.
I probably should do that because I'm going to be here for a while. We'll see.
I ain't going to say no names, but I know somebody. She's a marketing professional and she goes on Amazon and buys a hair dryer in every city she's in when she's traveling. Cause she wears her hair cut short and she washes it and sets it and like dries it. She sits under the dryer. It's part of her routine. So when she goes out of town, she orders a dryer and just leaves it in the hotel room or donates it to a school, beauty school or something.
No.
Every city she's in. Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, if it's that serious, but I do need a ring light because this shit look crazy right here on camera.
I look crazy.
It's all pixelated.
We on a call.
Real quick, since we're talking about production anyway, and we mentioned Mandy. Big shout out to our homegirl Mandy for opening Full Course Studios. Check out.
Yes!
It's a little soft opening right now, which means it's starting the service, but we're building it all out to allow other people to come in. But it's mostly going to be for network use. So reach out to Mandy at Full Court Pumps if you want more information. But be sure to also listen to See the Thing Is podcast. And if you're ever at the studio, you might see me around because I am working with her on it. And it's amazing to work on something that's helping other creatives create. So that's my purpose in doing that.
I can't wait to see
it.
It's so
dope. It's bomb. And I love that I had so much input in saying the things. That makes me feel good. But outside that, it's all hers. You know, boss bitches do boss things. So shout out to Mandy. And since we're talking about...
And I saw the grass wall
in the front.
Full court.
She went up for her decor.
Neon light. I like that. I like that.
Mandy
like
don't
that.
Fuck around, so I already know what to expect. Congratulations, Mama. I'm so proud of her.
So proud of you, girl. That's so
her
bomb.
She works hard and plays hard.
And of course, we'll record there. We got to record there when it's up and running.
I'm going to do some OnlyFans content. I'm going to fill the court up, full court. I'm going to show you a full Lord. Court.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to make sure you get the half court package.
Wait, and speaking of business shout outs, I am going to be the Black Business of the Week as well. Haz and I just dropped the Embodiment Collection again. Y'all know that for those of you who are unaware, Haz and I, or Miriam Hosnea, who's been my friend for a million years, we created this beautiful collection called Embodiment Collection. Mm-hmm. It's a box that you get that has a spray as well as a diffuser oil, and it's really grounding. We mixed it with like 15 top oils and flower essences, and they're all like precisely blended. It smells so good. I know you guys have smelled it. Everyone always leaves love the best it. Messages. The reviews, you can see it for yourself on the Resonance Apothecary Etsy. But actually, I noticed today the Haas has her own site for it too. So I don't even think it's on Etsy no more. Okay. Shout out to that.
She said, hold my beer.
Right. But I get it. I know that people were having a problem with Etsy. Like, I think they were increasing their fee that they take out from the creatives, and it just was like unsustainable in the long run. People were striking, complaining, so I'm sure it has something people to do said, with that. But
oh hell no.
But I tweeted it out. Of course I'm gonna post it in, you know, down below in our information box. But it's also, you can go to resonanceapothecary.com. That's R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, resonanceapothecary.com. And it is the embodiment collection. It's really great for grounding. And especially right now with everything that's happening in the world, if you are finding yourself doom scrolling like the most, like most of us are doing when we go online, and you feel ungrounded or a little overwhelmed, overstimulated, or maybe you're going through things personally that are kind of like making you not feel like yourself, kind of pulling you away from yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all the things, all the ways. This is a really good spray to just carry in your purse or keep it on your desk, just on your person, and spray a couple times around you.
Hit them wrists.
Right, spray it on you, spray it around you, on your bed, linens, and around your house, whatever it is that you need to kind of like regroup, recenter, and it's a great spray to help you do that. I've been, man, wearing out that bottle the past couple months because it's been a very trying time. So definitely check that out. Thank you to those who have already purchased it, because Haas's team released that at 9 a.m. PST, so it's already been out there for a couple hours now. But by the time you hear this episode, I'm sure that there'll still be
bottles available. I was about to say at the top, it's going to be sold out by the time we listen, but
it might be, but it might not.
Right, that's literally what I'm doing.
We expanded the inventory, so I'm hoping it's not, but we don't know. It's hard to tell, really, because it's also, you know, money is tight right now, too, so I can't expect everybody to rush for it like normally. So hopefully whoever can... And a couple of you have hit me saying you really wanted it too, and are having financial issues with it. So I'm definitely going to be sending bottles to a couple of people that did reach out, just because I do want people to have access to this, and I'm gonna figure out ways to create more products that are at different price points too, so that everyone can get some. So thank you to those who have purchased. Thank you to those who will be purchasing. And even those of you that purchased before, I'm just thankful for your support and thankful that you found it useful your day to day. So the Embodiment Collection on resonanceapothecary.com. Thank you, Haas. I love you. You're just my favorite. Thankful to be able to work with you. And check that out.
What up, hey, Haas?
Right. Hey, Haas. It should be here soon. You know, we always have to have our Haas, right? That's the thing too, on her site, you'll be scrolling and end up with a fucking $1,000 cart messing with her, because she got so much good stuff. So thank you for supporting in advance. And that's it. Just want to throw that out there. Where do we start this week's episode? There's so much good, you know, music.
Since we're starting with music, let's just start here, okay? Because I'm shopping and it's taking me back to shopping last week. So we're going to start with Beyonce, right? Because there's something that happened before the song dropped. Her website just put up a graphic. Yes. King is back. I just have to start here because I have a very complicated relationship with mystery boxes. And Beyonce dropped 4 mystery boxes. Mystery box 1, 2, 3, and 4. Have you purchased a box?
Yes.
I wanted all 4 of them, but I waited too long, and now the 4th one is sold out, so I'm irritated. But I'm probably going to get the other ones.
I got number 4.
See,
I wanted all 4.
See, I wasn't going to. At first, I just bought 1 and 4 because I was like, oh, well, you know, I got to buy box 4. Like, I just know it's going to be something. And then, like literally a minute or two later, I was like, I got to get the other 2, too. Like, I just got to know. I just got to do it. They got Klarna. I was like, let me just go ahead and do this right quick. You know what I'm saying? So I bought all 4 boxes. I have no idea, you know, none of us, well, some of us don't have any idea what we're expecting in case someone's on the inside. I don't know.
Because it's a t-shirt, the CD, and like a booklet or something. Yeah, and then
each box has like a different pose. I don't know if the pose is just strict to the box itself or the t-shirt.
The t-shirt, yeah,
like,
I don't
know like how far it goes, like if the booklet's going to be special each. I don't know what's going to be, but I just, and the CD, of course, the album. So I was just like, I have to just have it all. I just need to know what I'm going to get when I get it. And it's funny because you're purchasing it now and you have to sit with whatever is happening between now and July 29th.
In July. Yeah.
No, it's worth it, and it's genius, and it's amazing, and I'm invested. It's surprising. It's awesome.
A very old school rollout too, which I love that she's the one who single-handedly changed what rollouts look like, and now she took it back to the to the old school way. Just that's the power. Right. And she dropped on a Tuesday, which is back to the old school drop day too.
On title.
She's so funny.
I know Beyonce. I complained on a lot title. About how I'm gonna cancel one of these music subscription services, and thank God I forgot to do any of them, and I still had title.
But I did wonder if the only reason she dropped earlier on Tidal was because so I wondered if that was the reason where it was like, fuck it, let's just drop it early on Tidal.
Yeah.
And you know, it was already out. It was circulating. I heard it first. I didn't even hear it.
Damn.
This DJ, I won't say his name, get in trouble, but he's a person that, you know, spins records and he's very popular. I heard it. I couldn't help myself.
Someone too hit me with a link, and then I was like, "Oh, let me go to Tidal." Like that's what I did. I was just like, "Let me go, you know, get the full experience." First of all, I didn't know if there was going to be like a graphic or anything with it on digital. You know, sometimes these apps they have like the special whatever. So I was like, "Let me just see." But it was just a cover. Mm-hmm. Not disappointed. Just like, okay, just making sure. But let me, you know, run it back really fast before we even talk about the song. Because we're going to talk about the sound, right? And something dropped pre-Beyonce. I forgot. Oh, yeah, you know, I was really getting ahead of myself because we're talking about Beyonce. But let's just go on ahead and, you know, dial it back a little bit. And then we'll get right back to B, right? Drake. Drizzy Drake. He dropped, honestly, never mind. He dropped the album. He gave us a video.
Right.
Yes. Tristan Thompson was in this video. For those of you, this is just going to be spoiler. You should have watched the video
so
by now.
So funny.
Drake had a wedding, 23 wives. I was inspired. I was, it was amazing. It was honest. It was dope. And honestly, I'm into it. There are a lot of tracks on there.
I liked it.
You said you liked it. How was it on the first play?
I think I like the fact that I didn't know what to think. You know, I was like, it's completely unexpected when the house music started. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. This is where we're going with this album. Because I know artists of that size tend to do like eras of music, you know, like very old school where they'll like transform into some kind of character or something for that era. And it's a new look and a new sound. And so that was exciting. So I'm like, okay, this is where we're going with it. I do wonder if he dropped it the way he did, though, because he kind of knew that she was coming with the same sound.
Like, were they texting? I love this.
Or someone could have just told him, like, by the way, I heard some shit on Beyonce and she's doing what's going to be next. Same shit you doing, house music. Yeah, and he wanted to just drop it first because it felt so out of nowhere. And I even wondered, like, was the album done? Like, was he even done? Did they plan the rollout? Or if he just was like, fuck, I got to get it out because she's dropping next week. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Two things can be true at the same time. I think this is just the way it lined up. And we just got all this good music in our laps at once. That's just the way it happened. And the coincidence of the sound, I think is just... I don't think Beyonce's entire project is going to be house music. I think it'll be different types of dance music, but I don't even think it's going to be all like house music focused. You know what I'm saying? We might get some disco shit. We might get a so-so
country
bass all-star sounding song. You know, we never know what story we get from her ass. So I'm really just waited out. Like, we know Drake's entire project for the sake of two songs is all house music. So we'll see what Beyonce's is going to do. But I think that was just like that single. And there may be a couple other house-esque tracks. but I don't think we're gonna get it's 16 songs on
like
the album.
Like a full blown, yeah.
Especially because it's Renaissance, so it has to be progressive. It has to be like a variety of some sort. Like it can't just be like she's just gonna give us the Beyonce's top 16 disco world house hits. Like I think it's gonna be a whole story. Like I agree with that.
And that's another thing too, dog. Like first of all, the song sounds incredible. I heard it over like a sound system at an event space last night. At an event that I was at. And of course, the DJ played it like 7 times.
Of course. And
it sounds incredible, incredible, incredible over a loud monster sound system. Yes.
Yes.
Number two, damn, what was I about to say? I hate it when that happens to me. I had a point
all the time
about this fucking
Drake album.
This. I've been seeing a lot of people confuse this sound as disco or some other sort of music. That's house music. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What we heard from Break Your Soul is house music. A song like Blow, that's more disco. You know what I'm saying? Mm. This is house music. Yeah. And I've been seeing people conflate the two, and it's been so wild. There was even one of the outlets that referred to Big Frida as a dance hall artist.
I saw that. We won't even say which, but I saw that. Because
they actually deleted it, so whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, come on. You know what I mean? People just
but
be
it was,
saying
and you know,
shit.
They, but they said the author of that article was black, too. So it's like, oh, shit.
Well, so is Herschel Walker. With his motherfucking lying ass. Herschel Walker, he looked like Juneteenth in the face. Herschel Walker, dude. But his ass, who's been talking shit in the media, you know who, for those who don't know who Herschel Walker is, congratulations. For those of you who do know who Herschel Walker is, and you know I'm talking about the Republican talking head who's running for office somewhere, but I don't even want to give no light to that, so whatever. But the thing about it is he's been talking shit repeatedly in the news about black fathers being absent and you need to raise your kid having baby mamas, and the motherfucker got 2 secret kids. It just came out. 2.
I saw that. I didn't know that his son was that funny ass dude that be making them Republican. I find him hilarious. But I find him funny because he's like so ridiculous that it's like, how could you not laugh at him? He just be yelling in front of Starbucks about being Republican. He's funny to me.
He makes me want to never mind. I'm not even gonna say what I want to do because
but back to the music though. I love the new Beyonce. I'm a fan of the new Drake. I feel like I still gotta sit with the Drake album because I mean it just dropped, so I can't really say that I like know every song. And I know I do like Massive. That one I think is like a collective favorite because you're seeing everybody talking about it. And I think I was wondering if he was waiting to see which one people were drawn to, because now they're saying Massive is going to be like the single, the pop single. So I'm excited for that. I want to see the visual for that. Like what's going to be a Drake visual with this sound? You know, what does that look like?
My head. First of all, when I started playing the album the night it came out, I was like, wow.
Right?
Wow. I was so impressed. And as it went on and progressed, it just made me think about being like at Taboo in Tulum, or being at Gitano in Tulum, or being in Miami somewhere, or being in LA on a rooftop somewhere at an event with them fire heat lamps, you know, blazing next to you and shit, and hearing that music.
Yeah.
It just took me there. So I enjoy
it.
It's very
Ibiza.
Very, very.
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 Ibiza.
Like, for real. And it's not for everybody. I don't understand what the big deal is. If you don't like music that sounds like that, you don't have to like this Drake album.
I mean, yeah. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Yeah. So many other albums of his to listen to. And really, I think, when you travel outside of the U.S., you realize that EDM, house music, disco, all this still very, very, very popular. I mean, it's rare to go to a club or a lounge or any kind of even house party, you know, overseas and not experience the Caribbean. I mean, anywhere really to not experience these sounds. It's really just us, I think. In our culture here, house music, I shouldn't even say that because I've gone to hella parties in Brooklyn where that shit was still live. Like,
for sure.
Like Afrokinetic. I don't know if y'all ever went to Afrokinetic. Shout out to Chris. they have a lot of Chris Annabelle, that's the DJ. They have a lot of dope parties that are just straight up black ass house music. And it's bomb. You know, it's just fun. And I remember it was a New Year's. I can't remember which New Year that was. And Claude was in town. And we went to an Afrokinetic New Year party to bring in the New Year. And everybody was just sweaty.
Dancing. Like,
you know,
hell.
Dance. Oh, my God. It was so old school. It looked like those music videos, you know, like, or even those paintings, those black paintings. You know the one.
Shout out to the Good Times picture.
And shout out to the Camp Low album cover for Luchini. It's very that. And I love that. Like, to me, that feels so good when you just get lost, have a little drink or whatever, you smoke, whatever you do, and just kind of take the edge off and just get lost in the music. It's like trance. It's a trance. I love it. And so that shit is mad fun. But I understand, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you.
It's for people who are not afraid. It's for people who allow themselves to dance at parties because they're not afraid of looking stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's for who it's for. If you're a person who don't dance at parties, it's not for you. And that's fine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just stay your ass over there while we bopping all songs.
Because they will be playing this entire record. Like, there are songs. He literally made.
Oh, this is it for the song.
He literally made, like,
his,
like, legit, like, this is what it is, and still gave us some, like hard hits in there, some undeniables. Like, if you don't fuck with this sound, at least you're going to fuck with this one or this two or this three. Like Sticky. There were people that was like, I ain't making through a lot of that Drake. And then there was like, all right, I went back and I listened to some of it. And then, you know, the Sticky was good. So I went back and listened to the rest. And, you know, I was feeling how it went. I was like, see, if you go and listen to some of them, like,
that's
like
another Sticky popular one.
And then I love Mandy because, well, I don't want her business out there. But I will just be nice and say Mandy loves the last track. But obviously she only loves it because 21 Savage is on there. But it is a hot song. So
I love it, too.
Yeah, I see the tweet that went viral. Somebody said 21 pulled up to the studio like I brought my own beat.
Well,
it's the only track that isn't fucking house music. He's probably like,
he was like, yeah, I'm fucking with that, but I'm not rapping over that. So, you know, let's.
I just felt like that was like a perfect bonus at the end of the album.
Don't forget.
Damn, I allowed myself to get immersed in this new sound from Drake. And then at the end of the album, I was gifted with a reason why we love it in the first place, because the song is the shit.
Yes, Drizzy did not disappoint.
And I think it's nice to let artists have fun too. You know, at the end of the day, we're creatives. And it's weird because people, if you drop an album that sounds like every other album, people will be mad because they say you're not growing. But then you have people that will be happy because that's the sound they're going to you for. But then you want to experiment and expand as a creative, test new sounds, new melodies, new eras, new genres. And some people will be receptive, but most people will be dismissive of it and resistant, like you said, because they were cracking all kinds of jokes, which some of them are funny as fuck.
Yeah, but some people think that contrarian shit is cute, and it's really not. Like, if it's honestly a matter of like your taste or your preference, just that's one takes. Thing, and I respect that. But people who talk shit just for the sake, I ain't making through all that.
Which is why Twitter was so amazing for all the people that, because when I was listening, I was just like, you dancing. I was like, wow, okay. Like shit just kept going off to me. So when I'm like reading people on Twitter that I'm thinking like a part of, you know, the problematic, like, I hate shit side, for them to be like, I thought I was gonna hate this, but I'm fucking with this heavy. Like, it serves them better when they can say, this is something I probably would hate, but this actually, because I gave it a chance, is good, so I can't hate on it. So,
well, shut the fuck. What Juicy say?
Shut the fuck up. Since we're talking good music anyway, because as we said, Drake good, Beyonce good. Me and Fran have been bonding over our Chris Brown WizKid song. Call Me Every Day.
Oh my god, that song got me in a chokehold.
There's just so much.
I've had it on repeat for like
so many great vibes.
That song is beautiful. And I told you, I'm not crazy about Americans jumping on Afrobeat. Not because I don't think they should. I think everyone should do what they want, but I hate to say it, a lot of us don't ride the beat the same, you know, like we just don't have that melody for it. Sorry.
Kind of like how everybody can't do drill music.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it's true. Yeah. But he did such a good job on this. He did a great job. Breezy. And I really like it. I've been playing the fuck out of it. Yeah. I also been playing Pharrell and 21 mm-hmm. and Tyler the Creator dropped, what is it, mm-hmm. Cash In, Cash Out? Yep. I love that record.
Absolutely love it. I love it. I have it on repeat. I love Diddy's new song.
Cash In, Cash Out, Cash Out. Oh, but
my
Bryson
shit is
Tiller.
That Diddy and Bryson Tiller Gotta Move On. That is my shit. Everything about it. He performed it. He opened the Billboard Awards performing it. And the costumes, yes, you got to watch it. The costumes, the dancers had on, the stage set up. It was all classic Bad Boy, but it was a very like fresh 2022 twist. And I love to see it. I didn't realize I had missed the sound that Diddy usually has in his music production as much as I did. And all I got to say is, can you imagine if he did a version of that song, Gotta Move On, and had Keisha Cole singing on it as a response to Last Night off of the Press Play album? Oh, it would be so good, right? But in a perfect world. But I love that song. World. Yes, I love Gotta Move. I'll be playing it. I'll be playing it all the time. Like, I just keep blasting it. I love it.
It's a lot of good music out right now. Perfect timing for summer,
completely unrelated
too.
News, like music I didn't listen to, but just... I just thought it was so random to see. Y'all know Christina Aguilera went back to her Latina roots.
I'd seen it on the timeline.
I seen something else on her on the timeline.
I saw something else on her on the timeline.
We're going to talk about it. What is it?
She had a strap on penis.
What? Pride. And got in trouble. Performing. Like, and got in trouble.
Wait.
Performing.
Wait. Yep. Un momento.
Find a picture.
I think it glue. Did it glow in the dark?
Christina strap.
It was like a green.
Not me typing Christina strap.
Dildo.
The fact that it came up immediately. Look.
Are you kidding me?
Now
she got to move it. You want her to wag it?
There you go. No, go back. No, go back the other way. It. Stop. Right there,
it's
friend.
It's green. You can't even tell it's green. Now, I don't know.
What the fuck is that? How that's supposed to make somebody feel good about themselves?
What the fuck?
And mind you, you know how artists walk across the stage left to right while they're performing? So that's what she was doing.
What the fuck?
And then she got in trouble because there was a lot of kids in the audience. So, you know, the parents.
See, blame the straights. Because, you know, they always write about, we can't be having our kids at gay pride. Her ass the one out there.
Right, don't be
with
right.
The damn strap on.
It don't even.
XXX Tina. Yeah.
They said she back from the what was the album Strip
Dirty. Yeah. She Dirty? Recreated the Chaps Get Dirty. Up from her iconic from Page Six. She recreated the Chaps Get Up from her iconic 2002 Dirty music video, which she also revisited at the People's Choice Awards. But this time around, she opted for the look in a fiery red palette that included a bodysuit, sunglasses, and matching microphone.
Oh, they called it a microphone, huh? Well, who would think was speaking into that?
It's a glittery. I thought it was just green. It is a glittery green studded dildo. Like, what?
She looked like her dick would be green.
And her butt padding looks so weird.
Dildo.
Ooh.
It looked like that shit Madonna had.
Worse. That's why Madonna didn't want to kiss her ass.
When she was under the bed. Yeah. The picture.
Looking like the Wizard of Oz house that fell on her ass.
Fell on her
That's what it looked like to me.
It fell on her strap on. That's crazy. Stocking. That's weird.
Yeah, but I did peep that Christina is killing it, though. I heard a clip of the song. I didn't hear the whole thing, but it sounded bomb, though.
Well, listen,
I mean,
Christina Aguilera, exactly. So she can sing.
I mean,
that's never been
what
a question.
What you gonna say?
The gene is still in the bottle.
I was gonna say the content looked hot. Like, the song titles are in Espanol, so she's full on Latina now. But she's got like, I mean, look, you know it's serious when the songs, you can't read them in English. It's like, oh, okay,
but she part
her original
part
her original
Latina,
song
though, right?
Or her first song that I remember her coming out with was Reflection, and I remember from the Mulan soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And I remember they played the videos late at night.
Yeah, and even that last
her
name,
ass,
that
they
last
would play
name.
The Reflections in Spanish, and I was like, "Well, why are we doing this in Espanol?" Because she was a little blonde-headed white girl to me. And they were like, "Oh, she's Latina," and I was like, "Well, I wish they were saying Latina back then." Sorry, Tammy Roman. Thank you though. But they were like, "Oh, she's Latina, so that's why she's doing it in Spanish." I was like, "Oh, so I knew then." even though she was genie in a bottle, that she was still, you know, not all the way white, but she was always mostly white because she was doing pop. She had to sell, so that's what she was doing. We weren't think piece and shit back in the day, or white people didn't care, I guess, or Hispanic people didn't care because they want to be white. I don't know.
Well, she's still white, but she's just a white Latina. And that's what confused people back in the day, because they were like, what? I don't know if I even remember her. Well, yeah, maybe she did talk about it. She did talk about it. I feel like in some documentaries she shared about her family a little bit, like later in, more into the career.
She don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't never anything. She ain't problematic.
Doesn't say she don't bother nobody.
Yeah, she ain't problematic. It'll be like Christina Slide. Like, she's a great artist.
Yeah, it was dumb. Voice. I don't want to cancel her.
One best new artist at the Grammys. Like, you know,
great
what I'm
songs.
Great, beautiful great songs. Work with some of the best that we know personally. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a place for there. Christina is in, my aunts have this thing called The Line. And it's people they approve of, like, in entertainment or whatever. Christina's in my line. She's in the line.
That's cute.
She's going to continue to be in your line, Latina, thanks, for this era. But she looks great. I just brought that up because I just kept seeing her. And she has a song with, like, Becky G and Nicki Nicole, who I don't know who that is. But I was like, oh, okay, she's doing music with Becky G and Ozuna. And I thought that was super dope. And she looks great. She was like, listen, I am one of the OG pop Ozuna princesses, so now my queendom, I'm retaking for all eras or whatever part I want to be in. And so that's where she's at now. So if you're looking for Xtina, she is over there. Or apparently over here at Pride with the
I'll go off to Jenny in the Bottle. I had to go to Atlanta for work last week, and I ended up going to, like, I had a little pocket of time to go to this bar that was really dope. I ain't going to say where it was. But while I was in there, the DJ was playing, like, the DJ did, like, a mix. They started playing, like, quote-unquote white music or whatever. Like, they played Panic at the Disco, All Right Sins and Tragedies and all this other shit. And they played Genie in a Bottle. And you should have seen everybody singing that shit, rolling. Baby, 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 baby. They were singing all that shit, yeah.
Saying,
of course, you know, the DJ was scratching and making it, like, the crowd sing that part.
But my heart
was a vibe. No. Like, so just, you know. Right.
That if is so fun.
There's a price to pay.
I low-key want to be a DJ just to play the most random fucking shit.
Yes.
Because I would do that. I would play Genie in a Bottle. Listen.
You're
doing a dance.
Two reasons, lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me.
Yes.
I remember when that video dropped and that song, I remember being like, who the fuck?
The white girls were doing it back then.
She had the same effect on me. Listen, that song had the same effect on me that when Alicia dropped with Fallen, you know, like there's certain people that you're like, the video pops every on time, and you're just glued. You're game like, what changing is happening? Yep. This is an icon I'm watching. Like,
game changing.
An icon starting out. Yeah, like, it's crazy. No,
think about that's the first time. Record. Think about the first time you back in 99 when you heard All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige. Think about when that Mary album dropped, and that was the first single. And that shit was all over the radio. Loving you.
No,
wonderful.
How about the first time you saw Erykah Badu for
what?
On and On?
Oh my God.
When it was like
$3.
And her face popped up with the mud.
And
I was
all
like,
the fly niggas liked that
shit.
When that Erykah Badu
everybody
came out,
on
all the
block
fly people liked it.
Everybody,
like,
on the block. It
you
didn't
was
matter.
Dope, you liked Erykah Badu. You know what I'm saying?
Hell and yeah.
On top
I love
of her
that
many
feeling
talents. Like, yeah.
I haven't felt that way in a long time, to be honest. Like, seeing a new artist that when their video popped up, I was like, oh shit, who's this?
I felt that way when I saw For Everybody by Cash Dow. And I'm not even gassing it. Like, I love Cash Dow. And I already was a fan before that video came out.
It was like just a
but when that For Everybody video came out and she played them two roles in the video and like, and the verse, the wordplay, all that shit. And then seeing people rap it in clubs literally all over the world. I've heard that song out the country in clubs. And seeing people like rap it, like, so that I felt a special moment with her. What other artists have I had special?
I can't think of anybody. I hate to say it. I'm like, maybe, oh, you know what? Maybe Doja. Maybe Doja, but it's weird because we knew Doja, or not knew her, but knew of her so long ago. Yeah, when she was still like indie, you know, doing her thing. And Callie, I feel like I caught a show like years ago and she still had that pink wig that she would wear with like the crochet tops and stuff.
Singing Wine Pine.
You know who
you
I felt that
shit
way about?
I felt that way her about hard, though. Who?
Oh, you know what? Dustin, you write about Cash Doll though. Because I remember when you show me the clips of her rapping on top of the school bus outside that school, and you told me that story and all that, I remember thinking, like, damn, like, this is, like, something. Like, this is hot. Like, that's special. Like, you know, when people do shit like that. So, I was, because I was going to say Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. I remember watching her videos and just being like, she's always working. Her doing them cyphers, her going to the radio stations freestyling, like RIP to her mom back when her mom was alive, just like her mom taking her around all these places and her always doing something. Aww, it was just like, damn, this girl is like really going to do some shit. So like to see her today, Mugler suit my meeting, it's like super, super dope. But like I consistently, and I hate that this is the stand in me, I consistently feel that way about Beyonce drops.
Like, oh, for sure. Like,
I mean, it's hard not to. I remember being in high school. Like Claude brought that up. He was like, I remember you at the lunch table singing the slow version of No, No, No. When it, y'all remember that?
Yes.
He was like, I vividly, yes. And then even the fast one, we would have a thing of who could do the whole song without fucking up. Like, because, you know, it was such a hard song to fucking sing. Because Beyonce was like, and it's gonna say you want me to trying to get the notes. Yes. That was the best part.
I was like, go off.
Wait, what is Destiny it? Boy, you know, what's the first line? Boy, you know you want me, I can see it in your eyes, but you keep on front, say what's on your mind. It was just so fast. So we used to make it a thing. Like, who can sing this whole shit? Every breath, every ad lib, every note.
Countess Vaughn.
Now you feel. Countess Vaughn.
Do either of you. Okay, side note, just super random. Do either of you have Peacock TV?
Yes.
No.
Dustin.
I don't know.
The Peacock app. Yeah.
Please go watch. Go watch. Oh, yes. Go watch the show Girls 5 Ever.
I'm familiar. I see the ads for it all the time.
It's got Girls 5 Ever.
What's it called?
It's a comedy. It's about these about these women who were in a music group when they were younger, mm-hmm. and they got back together when they're older. But it's quirky. It's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's funny. And Busy Phillips is on there. Sarah Bareilles. And the queen herself, ooh, Renee Elise Goldsberry's on there. And she is, first of all, she's phenomenal. She's, you know, had all her, she's done everything on the stage. She does everything on the screen. She was on my favorite Netflix sci-fi show doing like a serious role. She's on here doing comedy, yes. So she does it all. But the reason I bring this up is because her character is just so over the top. She's she thinks she's the Beyonce, but she's also delusional. So she has this, in the second season, she has this Rolodex, and it's just a list. It's a Rolodex of runs. So she literally just kept picking cards and going, it's just a bunch of ad-libs and shit. And it's just so funny. And you have to go watch the fucking show.
That's so cute. She's just, wait, did you Sarah say Bareilles. Sarah Bareilles?
Yes, I just like, will never be interested. The singer? Sarah Bareilles is on there. She does a good job.
I love Sarah Bareilles. Are you kidding me? Gravity will make me cry as soon as you press play. I mean, cry.
I don't.
You don't feel it?
And I can be honest.
Not even, okay. Oh, that's fine. But what about the song Gravity,
beautiful song,
though?
Because that song. Talented woman, just not interested. It's just not.
You talking about?
He
great
hit me
gowns.
With the beautiful gown.
Maybe it's personal, Asante. And that's just something I have to work out. You know, with me and God, and I don't know. Like, but I'm not saying she's terrible or anything.
But it could just be a tone. It could be a tone thing because there are certain artists that people go up for, and I don't feel them. I get right. it, but I don't feel them.
Like who?
And that's actually a lot of artists.
Specifically, put a name on it, friend.
He said, I'll leave it on the playground.
Speaking of her, you see she won that Netflix lawsuit, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and I saw she apologized to his family. Not to him. She still said it's fucking on site, but she apologized to his family.
Like, that didn't offend them, too. But I, I don't, you know, whatever. All I know is what she was right about was the fact that they were grossly, that everyone agreed from the beginning that it was a bad deal. And so the fact that she's been able to find some sort of resolve with that section
is
of her
bomb.
Grievances with the world.
I mean, we're with her when she's right. Yeah. And that's
maybe,
all, you know.
Maybe from this, she will allow the legal system to do what it needs. Yeah, no, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna waste my breath. Mm-hmm. You're right, Dustin. Like,
she was on stage
and
again.
I'm gonna tell you why. You see, if a person was, and I tell her, I say, no, wait a minute. Now, if a person was to drastically show you what they did, then that would mean that he is. Now, would that not mean, okay? And so that's why she's not saying that they didn't do it. She's just saying his character.
That's how her dumbass husband explains shit. And that's the problem.
No.
So, you know, you look forward to more of that, but I'm glad she got a bag from Netflix.
Spend it on a team, girl. Okay,
now y'all don't feel guilty like about watching The Ultimatum and shit. And Barry by the Bernard. We wouldn't have watched it, but Barry by the Bernard's and nothing fucking with her and Netflix, only for her to get what she wants. And now we would have missed all that shit for nothing.
Shit.
So I think we all made the right choice.
Well, go ahead, Mo Money Bags.
No, I just want her to stop talking on stage when she's supposed to be performing. That's the part therapy. I don't get. But maybe people then like that
get
too.
Get a life coach.
They don't.
I mean, that.
We're all tired.
No,
because
she needs to do some real work and get a better stand-up set. Like, if you're going to do, like, don't run your jokes by someone. Because what the fuck was that? Like, why did you think, you know what? This is what I'm going to do when I go out here. Because you now you get an ego and you lose inside of your fucking job,
it's
bitch.
On her
like,
heart.
Sorry, excuse me. I don't mean to call you the B word. I'm really sensitive about doing that to black men. I don't like doing that. That was not intentional at all. But yeah, you know,
that.
I just don't.
Nice,
but
nice
I just don't
reeling.
Like everything else. So quit doing that. Like, cut it out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's going through something. She couldn't emotionally regulate at that time.
And
when they said she apologized,
like,
I thought it was like a full apology, which I was surprised. Like, oh shit, she apologized.
F O O L apology. It was a full apology. That's what it was. If I apologize to his family, I'm sorry. To his family, his wife, I'm sorry. Now that nigga, motherfucker, you like, bitch, I'm mad all over again. That's my dad. The fuck are you talking about? Like, so, but I love Monique. I want the best for Monique, which is someone else taking care of the business of Monique, not Sissy Hicks and his fedora. Him and Lisa Rinna. He looked like he got Lisa Rinna hair on, and she looked like she got his hat on.
Oh my God.
With his almond face ass. Boob face. He got a titty. His face shaped like a titty. You know, he'd be shaving it and putting that little stripe of facial hair underneath his chin.
Please, Dustin.
And she calling him daddy. It'd take D.L. Hughley boob to talk face. About that. D.L. Hughley said, any nigga you pay for ain't no daddy. Boob that's face, a son. Baby. That's what D.L. Hughley said. Anyway, shout out to them. Also, shout out to my boy HBK. My homeboy released a new song, and I think it's kind of dope, so I want to share it with y'all.
Ooh.
It's by HBK Tyranny. It's called Myself. It's a nice little bop.
Lately, I've been feeling like I'm not myself. Lately, I've been feeling like I'm not okay. Knowing much I love you, it's like no one else. But lately, I've been feeling like I'm in your way. Last thing I ever wanna do is slow you down. I don't wanna hurt you, baby, I should leave now. I should leave now, baby, I should leave now. Before it gets too deep, baby, I should skip town. Hey, hey, I should skip town. Leave before you know I'm gone, you know how I get down. Know you think about me when your nigga not around. But I hope you hold it down when a nigga not around. Like, don't go switch up on me when I go, I break your heart. Thought I told you from the start, you was just gonna play a part. Thought I told you from the start, you was just gonna play a part. And I know how much it hurts to hurt someone you love, cause you thought they gonna hurt you.
Yeah,
right. HBK, that's my dog.
Not these lyrics, though. Yeah. I just skipped down before you know what happened. Jesus.
Sometimes it be like, look, sometimes.
I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, go ahead. Why did we both say what else at the same time?
Shout out to JP Morgan Chase. I worked with him in Atlanta last weekend.
Okay.
they had an evening of Black excellence. Okay, friend.
Okay. Come on, Chase.
So I was at JP Morgan Chase. Their event in Atlanta. It was at the St. Regis, and the reason I'm sharing that is because when I was in there, you know what I was thinking about, Asante Marlo's archive event that she had on the show.
I'm so mad Dustin said Lay Archive.
Lay. Lay. I'm saying what she said. But it was in that space. Shit, those of you that's in Atlanta, because we fuck with Atlanta. Y'all fuck with us. Those of y'all that's in Atlanta, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh.
It was incredible.
I'm trying to think of what else I've been listening to. Did y'all get put on to anything else?
Let me go. I want to just shout out everybody on Twitter for holding it down, because I could not think of Sayanka. I played that song on this show before.
They got to.
Sayanka. Yes. So that's the song.
You were playing it. I was like, I can't remember whose song this is, but that's this song.
Yes. With Duran.
So shout out to Sayanka.
What's the song called? Let's shout out her song.
I played it once before, but we going to play it again.
New phone. But it's the new phone Who Dis, and then the new phone Who Dis remix with Duran. And that's where she sampled the Hiroshi Suzuki Romance record that I played last week as well. Remix. So thank y'all for reminding me.
They be on it. Yes.
Because I didn't pick up on that at all. Actually, I just heard a new Sayanka record this weekend that she's going to drop soon, I'm thinking. They were in the studio. She sounds so good.
I'm excited.
Oh, shout out to Charlotte. They got so many dope artists.
They should have a whole scene out there. Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Remember Dexter? Shout out to Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Our homie Dexter. He was dope too. So much good music.
I used to have a good time in Charlotte. Shout out to, if you listen to this show right now, out to you and Charlotte. Friend, you remember Charlotte?
Yes.
Shout out to Charlotte. That's it.
Shout out to Charlotte.
And you know what? And shout out to Ashley. I met Ashley, a dope young lady that listened to the show named Ashley last night. And she had this most beautiful little baby boy named Rio. She showed me the picture of. He was so cute. And she said he'd be dancing and jamming to like the music we play on the show in the car and stuff. He was adorable. So shout out to you, Ashley. Yes.
Just coming back to New York and walking through the streets. As so many of y'all just be out here, and obviously living in Portland, I mean, they ain't really be nobody on the street. So I don't see streets. People like that.
Roadways.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But out here, my first day back, I literally pulled up to the hotel and just was like, let me grab some food. And this dude was like, Fran, I fuck with you. Like yelling out. Yes. And he was like, I fuck with you hard body. I was like, yeah, I'm back home. I am back home. And all the people that I saw on the street just being down there in the LES, that was super, super cute. It was so mixy. And you know me, I kind of like lay low, but it felt good to kind of pop out. Even at the Juneteenth event we went to, that was really, really fun. I'm glad that
so
I was there.
So much fun.
We saw so many of you. And I know it was crazy because we had our little blanket chilling, you know, we're just sitting
there. Did y'all take my blanket?
And everybody else, like Mandy and Crystal.
Okay, good.
Yes, Crystal has it.
I get that this weekend.
We made sure to pack it. Because, you know, we stayed. Dustin, Crystal, and I stayed to late.
Y'all just out there chilling?
We kept drinking. Yeah, nice. It got dark and everything. And then Dustin was like, let's get the fuck up out of here. It's all late and shit.
Like Pam told Gino and Mark, Gina, we better roll. I was like, y'all, we better roll.
Yeah, it's late. Because, you know, we were in our own little fucking bubble. But that was just a really, really cute night. I was glad that I went. And I'm glad just to pop out in the next couple weeks. Like I said, I'll be here. So I'm excited to see what that's going to look like. I know y'all got parties. I'm like, where's Frank?
Shout out to my dog, Frank Watson. Where's got a lot Frank? Of shit going on this weekend.
I know, I was on his page. Yeah. Hi, Frank.
That's right. Check that out, F. Watson Events. We're going to be all over New York City this weekend. I can't wait. It's a big, big weekend in New York. You know,
huge
for,
weekend.
You know, so make sure you look around for Frank Watson Events and shit. You might see a familiar face.
That's sorry, right. We have one artist that we just forgot to talk about. Or I wanted to make sure that we talked about, because I'm sure we all saw the visual and everything. Chloe, surprise, dropped.
I love it.
Oh, I forgot to see the video. I saw the album cover. Mm-hmm. I saw the the little clip she dropped on Twitter, and then the funny video with her and Drew.
That was so funny.
To promote it. It was really the behind the scenes, mm-hmm. like when they was filming it and cracking up, it just seemed like it was super cute. But I didn't hear the song in its entirety.
Well, it was good. Video. She got a little smidgen of ass on the cover of the single artwork. It's cute.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at Chloe.
And Broderick was in the video too. Yeah. His gorgeous self. That's bomb. That's super cute. I gotta watch it. It's sexy,
but it's not over the top.
It's cute. Right. Because
they've been critiquing her about doing too much. So she toned it down just a smidge, but she still gave us what she wanted. Surprise. So
how y'all gonna be mad because she's sexy? Like, what the fuck?
I feel like this conversation,
she do what she wants.
It probably always happens. Like, I feel like this happened like when we were younger with Britney Spears, and now it's like happening, and it just happens every few years. Yep,
and
like
Beyonce. It happened to Beyonce. Oh my gosh, she used to be. It's, you know what's so fascinating is watching Beyonce be so revered and iconic right now. Because when she first came out as a solo act, mm-hmm. she used to get shit on so mm-hmm. much. Y'all remember that?
Yep. Till they couldn't
and they would be like Ashanti was gonna be the biggest star, always pitting her against everybody, always saying she was too sexual, her outfits, I mean, you name it. And I don't know where there was like a shift in the culture. And you know what, let me not even say it was the culture. It was media because we all love Beyonce. It was really just the media that was giving her a hard time. You said the Grammys.
That's when they shift like, took place.
Maybe they didn't like her at the time. I don't know, like, maybe they're just like, why are you talking to us like that? Oh, these black girls. Like, maybe it was that kind of thing. And she still just kind of fought through it and fought past it.
Say what you want. Matthew Knowles got that fucking group to where it got.
Not even up for debate. Up.
Oh, yeah.
Born and bred superstars. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, to this day. Too. You know,
that's between him and Tina.
Okay. To this day. Tina.
Ain't got shit to do with us.
Tina's fashions are iconic. They will literally be discussed for years and years and years just because.
Those outfits.
I mean, yes, but the fact that she was just doing it like all the time, like just look at where they were and how much they worked. Like, and for her to always be making clothes, say what you want about the outfits, but the fact that she was just always doing that for them girls on the road, I was just like, damn, this is crazy. Like, Every show, always a look, always something, always some coordination, always enough materials. Like, and she's still a mother. Like, she's had to take care of Solange too and check in. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, still got a lot to do. And mm-hmm. also, shout out to Solange. I know we were talking about Beyonce and career, but like, we're talking careers. Shout out to Solange. I love watching Beyonce through the years still just have her sister, like Solange being out at shows and being on stage with them and stuff. Like, that's so fun. And then Solange has her whole ass like career like lane. They can't even be compared because they're still both super successful. They're so different. They're so different. It's so beautiful to see.
And that was hard to do. Imagine being Beyonce's little sister and trying to be an artist.
And for years people
like,
tried to play
what?
Solange. And I know she fought. And that body works.
Yeah, she had to fight to come out from under that shadow, which is a massive fucking shadow. And not only is she trying to fight, everyone else in the industry is trying to come up out of Beyonce's shadow. That's just what it is. But she, like you said, is so different. Really carved her own lane, her own look, her own sound.
Raw talent.
Even the way her videos,
raw talent. I fuck with Solange. It's undeniable to the point where, like, sister or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. can't deny the way you feel when you hear Cranes in the Sky. You can't deny the way you feel when you hear shit off that Hadley Street Dreams album. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, it's just, mm-hmm. Solange is just an incredibly talented artist. I love
She's always
about
wanted
her.
To sound like herself, which mm-hmm. to me is a sign of a like true creative. I fuck with Solange. I wonder if she's going to drop this year. Because it's been a couple
Honestly,
years now, right?
It would be cool or cute at some point if they did a song together. And Renaissance would be a dope ass project for them to have a song together on. But I only said, Solange mm-hmm. has been in my orbit, and then I was watching P-Valley, and there was just a scene where all I could think of was Stay Flow. Like, it was just the only song playing so heavy on my heart while watching the scene, and it was good. But I love Solange, I love Beyonce, I wish I was a Knowles Carter, but Blessings to everyone.
We on the way to the show.
Hey. Ooh, I'm about to play that.
Man, those she made like performance pieces, like of art, like just some.
Call me when you're on the way to the show.
Yes, that was pretty, Dustin. Let me find out. To the show.
You know, I'm already from around the house. You know,
I still remember A Seat at the Table. I think every day about that returning that rental car, like the way.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about Negro spiritual? Like,
When the state was still red, we was in Georgia. Okay, this is before Stacey Abrams had bulldozed her way through the motherfucking state. We was in Georgia, out by the airport, which is rural, as far as I'm concerned.
Rural by the airport.
And we got pulled in that motherfucking parking deck. We were in a white Dodge Journey. Crystal was driving. Sante was in the front passenger seat, and I was behind Crystal, and Fury was behind. Well, they know his name, but I still ain't gonna say it. Fury was behind Asante, next to me in the back, and Asante, Crystal was driving with both hands, one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand out the window. Asante was literally out the window, and they were blasting FUBU by Solange. If you are familiar with the lyrics to FUBU by Solange, you'll know why.
Meanwhile, you know that
as we pull into this, like the area where you return the rental cars, which is populated with what? People returning rental cars. So they getting out the cars, getting their bags and shit, which takes time. And here come Crystal with the lights on.
And you know we were in that parking garage, so it had those humps in it. I just know I was high as hell, so I don't know what real time was like. But for me, we were going so slow over those humps while the music was playing, and I was zoned the fuck out, like literally blessing every nigga in the whole wide world as long as I could. Woo!
I had tears going down my face, literally. I was laughing so hard. I could not breathe, and I will never forget that shit. And Crystal was driving glasses on. Like,
Crystal is a vibe.
I love her.
I love her so much. 10 million things that I could think, 10 million times I could think of Crystal just making me laugh. Like, truly, at the strip club, truly. I will never, ever forget the DJ getting on the mic at the strip club talking about Crystal ass because she had that blunt hanging off her lip, dancing and tipping on the strippers. Like, it was...
With the fur coat. You know what do I'm not saying. Forget the black like, fur know? Coat that no, she did not it was take just off. Off
the side and she just jigging.
It was a movie. She was like this with the blunt. She was like,
Getting it. Oh.
Ooh. We've had some crazy moments. You know,
coming off of Juneteenth, we had some very black moments because remember, never mind. I can't tell that one. I was about to tell one that lady came out of the pop up and we all cursed her out
because
she was doing so much. It was that pop up downtown for, it was the Reed's pop up. And that lady was like asking us for a light and then she was just doing too much.
You were there. Drew was there.
We was all.
Who cussed her out?
I think me, you, and Drew, or maybe you and Drew, or.
On the east side, East Village.
Oh my God! The lady on the street. That bitch was tripping. That night was insane. Were we drunk? What was wrong with everybody?
I mean, we might have been, but she was wasted. I remember being like, this lady is gone.
She was tripping, but she had the right ones that night.
But she also picked the wrong fucking group of people.
Oh, wait. Y'all talking about heat. It's been like that song that by the deal that group Babyface was in. It's been two occasions, okay? Because
this was the Fuse pop-up.
Right, when the blonde lady
came, it was
me, Antonio, Drew, and all.
Okay, so now that we all know, what was you NXT? Talking about?
No, there was another time. Think back, y'all, because you both were there. We were on, I think it was on like East 8th or 9th Street. They had like a little, maybe it was the holiday pop-up. But it was like a pop-up shop for the Reed down there on East 9th Street or whatever. And it was a lady that came. It was a lady of color that came to the event, and she was like tripping on Crystal. You don't remember that? She had like that energy. There's been two. I know what y'all talking about at night after the party for the show.
Yes, because we were all on the street.
No, you thinking? Yeah, you thinking back
another,
to
there was
yeah. We were talking
time.
About the pop up experiences. You talking about
side
the store?
East Village.
I'm trying to think of
buddy, fuck. Rolling like a big shot, and I'll never forget that because that's.
That one.
Well, I bet you
she we've had so many kooky things. Like,
I bet you that lady
he
do.
Said, I bet you she do.
Ooh, shit. Remember when
and
was
that night was oh, that night was so crazy.
Remember when that dude at the hotel, where was we at? Were we in LA? When that dude at the hotel
Charlotte.
At Alex
Charlotte.
It was Charlotte. And we had
oh,
to go
no,
to that
maybe
counter.
This is a different. No, this is a different one. I thought y'all were talking about when you and Asante and we were on tour.
Oh, yeah, that was Charlotte.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That's where we started the phrase enjoying the sidewalk came from. Because when we were telling that story on the show, I was like, who's outside enjoying the sidewalk? Yep. That's where that came from. But baby, he, to this day, he thought, I don't know what he thought was going to happen saying that to us. On that sidewalk like that.
We need to name this episode
to this day
because we have said that
like
four
times. We honestly would have the funniest TV show if we made skits out of all these like exchanges that have happened to us.
Are you kidding? All the weird ass shit that has happened to us on the road, on the street, on the plane, in the airport, at parties. And because we are like hyper visible on the internet, sometimes it's easier for people to kind of like pick you out to start some shit, which is sad about New York. Well, not even New York.
Now, what
any
I will
city,
say is, I would just like to thank the lords and gods of travel because we have had, well, you know me personally, but we have been a lot of places, okay? The fact that we have not been like, been through anything,
nothing,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like, because the airport is so vast, there are tons of characters in there. You never know what's going on. Anything could happen at any time. And I just thank the Lord and Father that nothing has ever happened to us. So I just want to say that.
Well, let me knock on this wood.
Same.
Because I love to travel, and if it is your will, I will continue to do so. Because I just always think about like how when we at TSA, like, long lines, like, don't really have to wait through long lines as much. Like,
I got clear. They got me fucked up. I be looking at that thing. That dot be right here.
When I tell you, I love it on the...
Center your
eyes.
I just
love it because
like,
even in 2022, a white person is still mad. Like, they're like, well, what does he do? Like, mind my damn business. Like, the fuck?
Oh, I used to hate that. And we'd be on tour and people be on the flight. What do you do?
All right.
Do you need to know that? Why do you need to know that?
I saw G Herbo and Ari's son in the airport last week.
Aww. Wait, so not Ari's son.
Yeah, G Herbo and Ari's son. G Herbo and Ari's son. Yeah, like together.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you said I saw G Herbo and Ari's son. So I was like, wait. I was like, wait, you just saw him, the little kid? He's so adorable.
So cute.
I died when he was at the club.
Oh why they was they call him messy for being there? On hey, your sign was messy for being there in the first place. Why would he come out to this? I was like, how y'all gonna say this little boy?
What is he, five? Why you call him 5-year-old messy? He funny. He's so
cute, so
cute.
Smart and smart. It's very smart. He's so articulate. He can express
and G
himself.
Herbo has had the same kid three times. Which is
that little baby
crazy girl,
Amy, look just like Essex, who look just like
Yo son. That kid's cute though.
Them kids all gonna be looking at each other like.
That's always weird too when you see people. No, you didn't. When you see people that you know from the internet. Yeah. At the airport, it's always trippy because I have to remind myself, like,
they're traveling.
You know them.
Yeah. Right.
You
know,
they don't know you, so don't be weird.
You
I
know
wish
who I met last weekend at that gala?
Oh, who?
Keydron. The little
Who's
boy
that
be singing.
Dustin's.
No.
He was at the event.
Did you say anything?
He was there. Guess who else was there? Nikki Gilbert.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There was some other people there too, but I ain't gonna keep telling. I ain't gonna, you know, do all that, but you know, because you know, but I'm just saying, like they were both there, and he's such a nice young man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, he's a nice little boy, and I'm not making no more jokes unless they're. I don't feel like I made hurtful jokes anyway. I just made funny jokes. And I'm still be funny, but I'm gonna make sure that I would ensure that wouldn't make hurtful jokes.
No, he's a baby too. Right. He's a baby. And people on Twitter, I mean, Twitter's gonna get their jokes off regardless. I've seen them joke on some shit that I'm like, wow, we are evil as fuck. Nobody's safe.
Well, depending on what happened, I don't fuck with nobody. Okay, so my thing is like,
they come to you.
Yeah, that's so like difference. Once you come over here, the key word is
free reign.
E blank tambien. So whoever it is to you, them too. Can get you know it. What I'm saying? But that's it. But other than that, yeah, I seen your sign at the airport, and I couldn't believe people were saying he was messy for being at the club.
I'm at the Atlanta airport and I see somebody that like I just idolize or think is cool. Like there, one time I was in the Sky Lounge and I seen Jermaine Dupri and I was like, I feel like my trip has been blessed now that I'm in the Sky Lounge with a legend.
Well, seeing Jermaine Dupri in Atlanta is special. That's just like the other night when I was out down there and they played Escape. Just doom, 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 doom. It came on and shit. I was like, oh my God. I looked at my friend that I was with. I'll tell you who it was later, friend.
Your friend.
Asante. You know from your birthday.
I already felt like I knew who you...
Remember? Oh. Yeah, we was together. So like, because it was I only had a little bitty pocket of time that I could hang out. So, you know, we hung out or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. We were saying no names.
When was this?
Friday night.
This Friday night.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you didn't tell me that's this
Friday
weekend.
Night. Yeah, buddy. But no, you know, we was chilling. It was good to see my friends, you know? And so, but that's who I was with when they played that song. So I looked at them and I was like, yo, I'm like in Atlanta. And we was like vibing, like
that is perfect.
It was just crazy. So, you know, it's just like hearing Young Dolph in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Or what, you know, it's just
rest in peace. Yeah. Well, I told y'all when I was working in Atlanta at Red Zone, and they was like, oh, something going that session, and like Jazzy Faye to work with Jazzy Faye, and I was like, what, Jazzy Faye? Like he's iconic. I go in there, it's ass shaking and chicken, and I was like, oh shit.
No, you first said that I thought of Jazzy Faye ass shaking.
I was like, God damn it.
I was like, was
now that would have been a moment.
The same reaction.
Ass shaking and chicken.
Ah, shit.
God damn it.
I came back out and I said, I just don't know what song I would create.
I do. Mama gonna go lay down. God. You just gonna forget it. I gotta just go. I'm going to lay down. I can't even.
Why did someone send me a link that the little girl is going to drop that as a single? Ahead, like she's in the studio working on it.
Okay. Good for her.
I ain't even mad because she sounds like she could really sing though. If somebody gets like the right person gets her in the studio, that'd be bomb.
The vocals gonna get laid down.
Lay down.
Back now.
But being at Red Zone was funny because you'd see all the iconic, you know, Atlanta people like Carrie Hilson, people from The Clutch, obviously Tricky and Dream, and then
and the Clutch.
And Jazzy Faye. But it was always like, you know, it's interesting when you finally meet the
child.
Yeah, for sure. They become people.
You be like, meet all the Atlanta celebrities.
Yeah, sometimes it works and
just
sometimes
happened to
it
me.
Don't.
Happened to me yesterday. I seen somebody and I was like, damn. Oh,
that's a little different though.
Damn. When but I, you know. So, well, y'all don't have to worry about hearing that in season two. That's all I'm saying.
Well, all I know is Lennox Mall. That was,
I hate you.
What a roller coaster. What a roller coaster.
Dustin said, you ain't going to hear a peep from me.
Not what's the word? Mom.
Must. Anyway.
Okay. Not even. Sadly. It's not.
Okay.
He said, that's what it ain't.
It's a must not.
I can't
actually
believe that because I really thought that was a
but
short
it's a must
bit.
Not. Atlanta, I loved Atlanta just because you could go to Lenox Mall and see any type and all of the celebrities just any day of the week.
Oh, Lenox Mall. And it was just crazy because it's a fucking mall, but you walk by Gucci Mane.
You remember.
Buying sneakers, right? You remember? It's so crazy. Oh, so
India.
Trippy.
Hey, Gucci.
Hey, Gucci.
And it wasn't nothing like going to Lenox Mall that Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Lord, have it mercy.
Oh, my God.
Is Lenox Mall still hot like that, or is not? Do people not do that?
Things change, right? So it's still active in a sense, but who's really in that scene that is still active on? If that makes sense.
There's also other places to do high end shopping in Atlanta. Now you have the shops at Buckhead, Phipps Plaza is across the street, which is really the same thing now, but it's still something else. So it's not like it was back in the day when Lenox Mall was the place to
where
be.
You would like, go to be seen. Yeah. I mean, in New York, we don't have malls.
Yeah.
We don't have malls, obviously. We had like Manhattan Mall on 34th Street. Remember Manhattan Mall? We only had that. That mall wasn't.
Now
like,
y'all got regular malls.
Well, but
I
y'all
got
didn't
my nose
need
pierced.
Malls. Yeah. You guys didn't need malls in New York because
big
you
stores.
Have the freestanding brick and mortar
yeah,
stores
but I mean,
of brands
like,
that we
but where
only
people
had
would
access
go.
To through ordering. Like we
true,
didn't.
True, but I mean, like, where would people go to like be
yeah,
seen
exactly,
and like
yeah.
link up? And so in New York, you just.
Right.
It's the street. I mean, you just have pockets. Like, you knew you want to be seen, you go 125th Street or Soho. That was big, too. Like, walking around Soho, like around 8th Street and Broadway type. And you'd walk around, just around the block, over and over, just walking past people. I remember we used to do that in high school. It was a thing. Like, we going to Soho today.
It's funny because...
and you put on your clothes. You know what's funny? I was watching Drink Champs. And I think it's ASAP Rocky, right? Oh. Give it up for Drink Champs. Dustin got me laughing with that. No, but it was the ASAP Rocky episode. And he was talking about a lot of the connections he made in the industry was through walking in circles in Soho. Like, he literally met, like, ASAP Yams and just, like, a lot of the ASAP crew and different people. And he was talking about that. And that's such a New York thing, you know, like... I made so many friends that way. I met so many people in the music industry, random people that would just pull up on you. I remember Havoc from Mobb Deep.
Oh.
I was walking one day. I had to be like 15 years old. And he put his arm around me and was like, where you going? And I was like, I'm 15. Get off of me. And he walked away. Let me not get him in trouble. Right, but right. I'm just saying that's the type of vibe, right? Because they'd be like... Not
but you
having.
Would be have that opportunity to rub shoulders with literal celebrities.
It's just how New York is.
Yeah.
And somebody will just pop up on you and you don't know. I told y'all when I landed in
you
the airport,
somebody.
First person I see, I saw somebody eating a burger and having
now
a
they know who it
life.
Is. No,
and I texted. I text the guys and I was like, yo, look who I just saw with the odds. Like, that's how you know you're back in New York. So,
friend, you've seen you've texted us a couple times as you've seen people in the airport. Because let's not forget when you saw those two people a couple years ago, you're like, and such is, how can I say, you
yes.
know what I'm talking about? And Asante, you do too. Because she called.
We were
the
leaving
person.
From tour, I feel. Was it tour?
You
oh no, maybe I was just on.
From,
I was traveling by myself. Yeah.
I'll fill you in later, Asante. But the way that she said the person's name, we say the person's name completely, and she only said a section of the person's name as if that was their first name, and the rest of their name was the last name. So she said, and such is hair.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't remember Asante? Hold on, I'm finna text you something right now.
friend, before before you got introduced to our foolishness, we used to be on the train getting into a lot of foolishness too. And I only thought about this because Dustin talked about Cookie Tookie, but there was a lady on the train named Miss Cookie.
She was like, I'll never forget, she said this iconic line. We was on the train, and this lady, I'll never forget, we had been engaging with this lady that obviously had some sort of issue, but she was funny. And so the train got, we were on the two or the three, I think it was the three, but we were on the two or the three, and we were coming uptown. And
it's always the two or the goddamn three. With
the train got to 42nd Street, friend. And when we got to 42nd Street, the doorbell, she was in the middle of a profanity-laced rant. And when the train got to 42nd Street, the driver, the doors ding, and the operator said something about, this is 42nd Street. And she did just like this. This 42nd Street? I hate 42nd Street.
And Chris will sit next to her because the lady wouldn't leave us alone.
Chris will ask, gonna say, you know what? I hate 42nd Street too.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I will never forget. And she said, who was the rapper? Remember, it was a rapper that, what's his name? Slick. What was the guy's name? Who would know? Would it be Jade? Remember, it was a rapper that she said lived in the building underneath her. And she was mad at him because she said they had a woman in the apartment. You don't remember? That's what she was going off about. Slick the damn,
yeah, I can't remember. I remember she was telling wild stories. Like, I just remembered
there was a rapper that she
said you were familiar, and I just was like, I don't know what's going on.
Jay knew.
You know what we should do that would be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell all of the craziest New York ass experiences that we have had. Like, we should have a whole episode. The wildest train shit, the wildest shit you've seen on the street. Because all of us have, anybody that's lived or even visited New York for like a chunk of time will tell you that you will only see, did y'all see? Jade was showing me they're making this duck. They were in the hood with a duck on the block and they was making him do like the dances on TikTok. It's like, what, they get a
man,
duck?
Man, that duck's sturdy, man. That duck is sturdy.
What's that dance call where the people kick their... Is it the jerk? They're making the duck.
Them big ass feet. That's hilarious.
That's New York.
Did you see that man kick that rat on the subway
oh
platform?
Oh my God, he kicked it across the motherfucking platform.
And he told him, have some respect.
Have some respect.
It's a gangster down here.
Oh my God.
On the platform. That's what he did. And he kicked that rat, sounding like a football. And he like when he kicked it, literally. Yeah. He kicked the shit out of that rat. And he then told him, have some fucking respect. It's a gangster down here.
Or the guy in the Spider-Man suit that was jumping from platform to platform.
Which that would have scared me because I'd have been like, this shit is crazy.
No, but then it got worse. He's jumping from platform to platform, which would have scared the shit out of me too. Because I'm like, he missed one step and it's a fucking rap. And then a homeless man, like, pants falling down, ass out. You know how it'd be in the train station. You start running with him.
Speaking of homeless, right? Why are they going to say, so when Beyonce came up with the song or whatever, and, you know, people started talking about, like, the other house music songs that they knew, and Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman, kept coming up in a lot of people's comments. So why somebody...
Crystal Waters.
I don't, you know what? Let me make them the tweet of this week. Hold on. Because I did favorite the tweet. Let me see. But this shit was funny, y'all. This shit was funny. We can close with this. Hold on one second. Because this shit right here had me about to pass out. He goes, this is from PBS Impulse 9. Shout out to PBS Impulse 9, who also goes by Above Average Peso. And he said, Gypsy Woman comes on. me dancing to some random woman's economic misfortune.
Oh my God.
Cause you know that song.
That's cause she's like, she's homeless.
And look, look at this, what I'm fucking gonna say.
Oh my God.
She's homeless.
I just
she's
sing homeless. That's what people are saying. Beyonce was cosplaying when she was like struggling with her 9 to 5. I was like, Beyonce.
Oh, oh my God. When I tell y'all, I was dying because that song, first of all, that is the jam. And Bevy Smith just did a TikTok singing along to that at the Harlem Apollo Theater gala. Like it was like there some gala they just had. And she was in there singing Crystal Waters at the at the table. To go, she's homeless.
But that's the same shit with drill, but with drill music too. Like, yeah, you be dancing. Like, this is kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
And I told
even
you.
Most trap shit, and they'd be sad as fuck, and you over in the club dancing.
Yeah,
they're talking about they want to die, like Lil Uzi.
All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. We in there jamming.
But, oh, that's my shit.
I don't really and care. If you lie.
It is, that's
the, and it is the jam.
My jam.
But you know,
We should do. We should. Y'all want to do the crazy New York stories next week, and that'll give us time to like compile them. That'll be fun too, because they can just be the wildest shit that has happened since you've been here. All right. So we'll
let
do
it
that.
Be said. So let it be known. I'm going to stand strong on it. That's what we're doing next week.
And you know what? Let's include the listeners. So why don't you write in, send in, email us, thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. You could eat me. Ooh, hold on now. Or you could email me at friend@heyfriendhey.com. You know, I had a caipirinha before we started recording, so it's been a long day. Email one of those.
Hey, she don't care what you think. Matter of fact, you can eat.
Just to what Sheree said, well, eat me, darling.
Eat me, darling. Eat me. Ooh, Sheree, when she was arguing, she said, who gonna check me, boo? With a party planner in season 2. She's so fake. She's still lying
so
now.
Sad. Send emails to those. Let us know your funniest, craziest, most outlandish New York stories so that we can include them. Maybe we'll do like a little mini segment where we read off your stories. So that'll be next week's episode. I like
also,
that. I think that'll be fun.
Also, special announcement. If you made it this far into the episode, I feel like they should put some sort of emoji or something because there was a lot of foolishness.
That's always fun too. The unicorn. Send us the unicorn emoji.
No, because that makes me think of Christina and that dildo. Like, why was it sparkling? It was sparkling and green and studded, and she was like, what the fuck? What? But Christina's Latina, so.
It wasn't even hard. Ain't your dildo supposed to be hard?
Oh, what emoji do y'all want to send?
Why would she, the shrimp, apparently. Why would she have, that's the emoji.
The shrimp emoji.
If you made it to this point and that use the shrimp emoji.
All right, shrimp emoji.
And don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. As always, there's weekly content, fresh weekly content
to
on
this
there.
Day.
And you
to
better,
this day.
If you subscribe this week or next week before Wednesday, on Wednesday, it's our wind down where we will have a special guest. So make sure you tune in to
find
out.
Oh, shit, that came back fast.
Hey,
sheesh.
Time's
like
running.
Rent.
Gotta keep up. Hey, just like Rent.
That motherfucking live stream be pulling up on you like Rent. For real. Be like, damn, we gotta do that shit again. Damn.
Come join us for our live stream. A lot of you come and you enjoy yourselves. So if you haven't experienced it yet, come experience it. Last month we had Crystal join us because she did not have class.
Hey.
She cannot be our monthly guest. So again, we will have a special guest. So you'll just have to come show up to find out who it will be. So if you want to join us at patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast and make sure you interact with us on all of our socials. Of course, I guess sharing all of your business, but do not be inappropriate because
one last thing after you're done.
Go ahead.
Did you watch Baddie South yet?
I only watched the first episode. I didn't watch this week's.
Okay, well, you saw enough though to know what I know. Well, there's more you'll see to confirm it though, but I didn't like anything about the way that Persuasion and them did Krishan Rock.
Like off rip.
They were fucking with her and talking shit about her, saying she was dirty and all kind of shit. And then after she whoops your ass, now you feel like you can have a problem with her. I didn't like none of that. And that's why she literally washed Persuasion. friend. She beat the girl ass in down into the kitchen sink.
I saw the clip. It was on Twitter. And she beat her into the sink.
And
see, then she deserves that.
She tried to square up with her after. It was like, you a pussy. You snuck me, which... How did she sneak you? And she was right in front of your face.
In your face. And then there was another girl, too. They were like, because they sleep in bunk beds on that show. Mm-hmm.
Well, there were some rooms that had bunk beds, but they were just bothering that girl. And she's younger than them, and I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. She cornered her in a room.
After she beat her up, and she whooped that girl ass, too, in that video.
She did whoop her.
But this was on this show called South Central Baddies.
And what's up with that security?
Oh, the one with the little eighth grader with the security.
Yeah, it looked like so for real.
I'm mad because I was like, what are all these young boys doing in this room? And then you turn around and they find out, they're security? What the fuck?
Right?
I don't like no bully
security
shit.
T-shirt.
They was bullying that girl, Krishan Rock. And that's why she literally whooped they ass. She whooped that girl Persuasion ass. And after the fight,
that's
Persuasion was talking so much shit, saying crazy shit that really kind of showed that she already had like a vendetta against this girl for no reason. But it was no avail because she washed you. She beat your ass. That's literally what happened. I just wanted to say that she beat Persuasion ass, and I'd love to see it.
I want to just offer this, right? And this is me just throwing this into the void. This isn't a critique to Zeus or people or whatever, because this is the experiment. None of it matters. So with all that said, I was excited to see Persuasion when she came because I've seen her before. I think she did like a short stint on one of the Black Ink Crews, fucking Caesar or something for a minute. But she was on something else before that. So when I saw her on this show, I was like, okay, we get to see some more Persuasion. Off rip, I did not like the way she was carrying herself, coming after the girls, calling her dirty, trying to be sneaky about it and doing all that stuff. And so I hate that because the show is called Baddies and we know that it's a ripoff or a spinoff of Bad Girls Club, that these girls know they're going to come in and they want to fight. I just wish that it would be done in a way that, like, it actually means something or it matters. Like, you coming after her because you feel like she's younger or you think she's dumb or you're intimidated by her. Whatever the reason, it's just dumb. And so that's why Persuasion deserved it. I didn't even see it, but she deserved it. So,
well, the next episode, sure. The next episode really shows her deservingness for the ass whooping. And it really made me feel good to see that girl stand up for herself and beat her down in that sink. And I know her ass was wet because there was water in the sink when she pushed her down in the sink. Can you imagine getting beat down into a kitchen sink? And it was one of them. It was a farm. You know, I love kitchen remodels. It was a farmhouse sink. So the front of it was the one where it's open. The countertop don't go across the front. It's open right there, which is more of a space of a basin for her to dunk the girl ass down in it when she was whooping her ass. She beat her ass into the sink. So I just wanted that to be said, and that's all I got this week.
Perfect. So we'll end on that note. As always, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.